Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out. First and foremost, before I begin, I want to say rest in peace to Nate Dogg. Rest in peace to Jewel from Death Row Records. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Everyone we lost, we're losing so many. every day. So you got to stay prayed up, you know. And second of all, I want to apologize for the late start. G. Lou, the producer of the show. Before I turn it over to the lovely queens of the show, Queen Jean and Queen Marcy, I want to apologize just for the late start and things that happened last week as well, which were not, which was out of everyone's control. It was on me. So I want to apologize to Marcy and Queen about last week in the audience for any technical difficulties. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to the queens now for Fabulous Flashback Fridays on the G. Lou Show, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy.
Thank you. Good evening.
Happy Fabulous Friday. Thank you, Mr. G. Lou.
Yes, happy
Friday.
Hey, Queen. Thank you, G. Lou. We appreciate you. And as you stated, you know, rest in peace to the beautiful Queen, First Lady of Death Row, Jewel, and also, you know, Kevin Samuels and Nate Dogg and everyone else. And just want to say to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in. God bless you and your families. And as G. Lou stated, let's all stay prayed up and live life to the fullest, the best way that you know how, but keep your spiritual conscience always on tap, and most of all, remain humble during your journey. So, and I thank you for that beautiful selection as well, G. Lou, at the beginning of the show, the intro. Appreciate you.
Yes.
What's going on?
That's a favorite.
Cousin Queen Marcy.
That's a favorite right there. That was an awesome intro. Oh, what's going on? Mm-hmm. It's Fabulous Fridays. Yeah, just, you know, like you all said, rest in peace to the ones lost. And let's stay prayed up. A lot's going on. I'm just going to apologize first, too, just in case I have to mute myself. I'm having a little bronchial issue, but I'm going to make it. We're going to make it fabulous still. The weather, it keeps going back and forth. So today it was like 100 again, and then just like the other day it wasn't, you know, too hot. So it's just going back and forth, but I'll be good. How are you, Queen?
Yeah, the allergy season is here. We've also had tornado watches today, and we had a degree of 87 with rain.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's just what happens to you. Yeah, the universe and Mother Nature, you know, the Most High speaks to us in so many different ways. Just pay attention. So, yeah, so I hope you feel better doing the show. Thank you for coming on, feeling the way that you feel. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We're going to get through this.
Right on. Well, let's give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, and Didi Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours. So let's give a shout-out to our sponsors. Thank you for sponsoring our show. We appreciate you. Our Fabulous Friday. Tonight we are doing what, Cousin Marcy? This was Cousin Marcy's ideal this evening, what we're doing tonight. So this was her ideal. I kind of let her spearhead. I just go along with the flow. So this was her ideal. So what we got going on this evening?
This evening we're going to highlight the sibling acts or family acts. There's a lot of acts out there where everybody in the family might have been involved. So it's going to be kind of interesting. I can guarantee you that you even said yourself when you got to looking into some of this, like, yeah, you didn't know certain people were related to each other. So we'll add our little two cents in here and there, but it's going to be interesting. Yes. My idea. Sit on
complaint
letters to me.
with me coming from a family of eight, when it was eight of us, we thought we were, you know, artists and artists. We would sing our songs and have our little fake mics and make our little paper 45s and do our little things. So, it's a fun thing to come from a family of artists, and you can come together and make it happen, you know. So.
Right.
I'm excited about
big
the
up to the parents.
And, Big up to the parents.
Like, you got more than five. Some people say more than three. It's like, we got to get you guys doing something. You know, that's a big job too. Imagine having, you know, your little children to your big children, and then you trying to put them all together. Do you think you could have did that?
No, I'm glad that, you know, I stopped at number three. That, you know, that was right. That's enough for me. When I talk to some of my friends that I've known for 20 plus years that are actual friends, and they have five or six or seven children, I just be like, ooh-wee, because I know it has to be a task, especially with the, well, they're all adults now, but, you know, hats off to all mothers, parents who are raising children in this generation today, because this is a whole different ball game. And also, we want to shout out, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. So everybody, if you know somebody who's going through something, and like they say, pay attention to your strong friends, because your strong friends can be going through something you have no idea. Pay attention to that. Suicide is on a high rise right now. It's on a high rise right now. Depression is on a high rise. People are depressed, and it leads them to suicide. We have to also, with our family, what they experience, and with today being the fifth year of our cousin who took his life at the age of 21 at the time. So, actually, it was yesterday that May.
Yeah. It was May 4th. May 4th, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
We had
talk to someone.
You know.
Check on your strong friends and, you know, heed their warnings. You have to be able to be there for, you know, the people. And, it's a tough thing. Yeah, it really is.
So we're going to go ahead and go along, go ahead and get into this show. We're going to go with our first selection. It's going to be the Gap Band, but let me give a little bit of history. The Gap Band was an American R&B funk band that rose to fame during the 70s and the 80s. The band consisted of three brothers, Charlie, Ronnie, and Robert. You may know some of their songs. You Dropped a Bomb on Me, Outstanding. Outstanding is one of my favorite songs by the Gap Band. Yearning for Your Love, Early in the Morning. Ronnie was the founder. He was 73 when he died. The Gap Band topped the R&B charts four times and placed 15 songs in the R&B top 10 from 1979 to 1990. So just a little bit. I'm not going to have history on every artist, but just some of our artists. So this is the Gap Band, and our first song is what? Let's do this.
Early in the morning. We got to get up. Fabulous Friday.
Yeah. top, but don't trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Lou Show. Flashback Friday.
Sports and Lockouts, State to State, from Driveway to Driveway, 704-314-7869. That was our snow just a little while ago. So check him out at Skip Transport and Lockout, State to State, from Driveway to Driveway, 704-314-7869, representing Charlotte, North Carolina. So listen, can you relate to that early in the mornings? I can recall that sometimes being my wake-up song as I'm driving down the highway, hitting on the 710 freeway from Long Beach to L.A. all the way up to USC just to get to my early morning job, you know.
How so, music gets us through
that.
The day.
Yes.
Like,
music
it really gets us
thing.
Through. Yes, exactly. Don't forget to give us a call, listeners. We are at 914-803-4001. We do thank you for joining us on our fabulous Fridays. You got the Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. We're going over sibling, like a sibling special today for Flashback Friday, but I can relate to that early in the morning. Every time that drop comes on,
so early
you know, I start singing that song. I say, y'all going to catch me singing one day. I know, right?
Isn't that a cool? That's cool. I like that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I guess we're going to keep that fabulousness going on with these siblings. The next group we're going to do, Queen, I don't know if you had anything on them, but I was just like, I like them for their doo-wopness, but I'm going to let you say if you have anything on the Force MDs.
Oh,
what you got about
yes,
them?
Yes, the Force MDs, the brothers Stevie
right?
D, Antoine, Rodney, and their uncle, Jesse Lee Daniels, was also a part
okay.
of that group. They're originally named the LDs and then became the Force MCs, but ultimately preferred the name Force MDs, which stands for Musical Diversity. So that's why they're the Force MDs, and we're going to go with, and look, one of G. Lou's favorite songs from them is Love
Uh-oh.
Is a House. But we're going to
okay.
go with a selection of Tender Love by the Force MDs.
Straight from the heart, pull me near.
Isn't it beautiful? Like, wow, just the ending of that. Yes. And with that being that song, Tender Love, let's just, I wanted to give a few ideals out there because Mother's is Sunday. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, whatever capacity you are as a mother. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Here's a few things. Can an evening of favorites, a budget gift that is easy to personalize, is an evening filled with her favorites, plan her favorite meals, do her favorite activities, and even listen to her favorite music. The basic ideal is to make everything about that night or day all about her and to pamper her like she's never been pampered before. Number two, the gift of cleaning. There are so many things you can do to help mom out to give her a break for the day. Things like cleaning the whole house up, organizing the garage, detailing or washing her car, organizing her closet, or just simply washing the dishes. Plan a day trip, pack a simple picnic lunch, and find a park or trail. She would appreciate the joy of getting out of the house and enjoying time together. We get so busy we can't do these things sometimes. So that's priceless to do a trip together, a walk on a trail or a picnic at a park. Give a wildflower bouquet. Roses are great, but some of the prettiest flowers are the ones that grow wild, which is true. Find a field near you and take the time to pick a bouquet filled with beautiful wildflowers. Your mother will appreciate the time that you took, and you'll have a cheap but amazing gift to give. Just be sure to ask for permission first. If you are going to be picking on someone else's land, please do that. Number five, breakfast in bed. Yes, especially today. Breakfast in bed, if you can think ahead and make a delicious breakfast to surprise mom with, she will be thrilled. Make sure and print out this cute, make a cute little banner sign and other free breakfast in bed, you know, things, just your own personal creation, like coupons, you know, like you got a coupon. What do you want to use this coupon for? So those are just some things. Some of the favorite recipes for breakfast in bed are sweet milk, homemade waffles, homemade crepes, maple glazed French toast, sausage and egg bake, a coconut French toast. There's so many things that you can do that's extra that moms would appreciate, and you can personalize a gift basket. You know, if your mother has a favorite thing, why not put together a gift basket filled with hand-picked items by you, of course, that is filled with these things. You can do her favorite snacks, spa, products, movies, and so many other options. Again, you can make coupons that can go throughout the rest of the year and put the date on. This is what you're going to do. You know, make sure that you include a handwritten, like truly, if my mom was alive, man, I'll be on these things. Yeah, I would be on them. Make her a free Mother's Day gift door sign. Like, leave me alone. Stay away. Do not disturb. It's my time. You know, make her a door sign. Write her a letter or a poem, which is a beautiful thing to do. You know, write a letter or a poem. We live in a world where handwritten notes are being rare and rarer, so why not write your mom a letter? So, and then, as I said, the Mother's Day coupon and offer service. Sometimes the best gift is one that is truly needed, but the gift recipient won't tell you what they need. This can be anything from cleaning the house to a night away and anything in between. Pay close attention to mom and see what she needs. Find a way to include that need in your gift and make her a special treat, whatever her special treat is, a raspberry tart, chocolate chip cookies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to throw that out because Mother's Day is Sunday. And mothers, we are very, very special. So happy Mother's Day, and also happy Mother's Day to the mothers in heaven, including my Auntie Cheryl, your mother, Marcy, and my mom.
Oh.
So,
yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I second that. I definitely second that, all of that, all of that. If you still have your mom, please listen to us. Make sure you hook her up for Sunday. I'm in agreement with that. Yep. Callers, don't forget 914-803-4001. If you wanted to, just go ahead and correspond with us on today's Fabulous Friday. We're doing a sibling special, and so far so good. My next group that I have coming up, I learned something interesting about him today. Remember Kashif, Cousin G?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was turned on to Kashif by G. Lou. I didn't even, you know, I didn't remember Kashif. So I was turned on
to Kashif. The most awesomest producer, the most awesomest producer, Mr. G. Lou. He was in BT Express. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did not know that, no. Did you know that BT, what the BT stands for?
Yes, because I want to go to New York. There's a
Brooklyn Transit.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So these two brothers are from Brooklyn, New York. So from 1974 to 1987, they were in the mix. So Lewis and Bill Risbrook, I do believe, is how you pronounce the last name. So with that being said, let's just hear Do It. Do It.
Okay.
Okay. Can you imagine that? Hey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweed Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
So many great shows to choose from. Shout out to all. That was a funky, funky, funky one right there, wasn't it?
What?
That BT Express.
What are you talking about?
Shout out.
Girl, yes, because you got to do it until you satisfy whatever it is. Just come on
whatever
and do it. And that was a long version. I was like, man, that kind of took me back to some days. And I just want to ask, you know, tell everybody that if you didn't hear our show on Wednesday with Uncle Jam's Army and Scotty D. Spencer, go to our YouTube page and check it out. That was an amazing show. And I also want to give a shout out to Scotty D. Prayers going up for Scotty D. So we're going to keep him lifted in prayer as well. And also check out the After Hours tonight, the G Lou Show on YouTube streaming live. He's doing an interview with N Dub as a special guest. So check that out. It's at 9:30 p.m. West Coast and 12:30 p.m. East Coast. So check that out tonight right after this show here. So if anybody didn't see or didn't hear our show on Wednesday, go check it out. It's in the archives through the G Lou Show website. And also it's on the YouTube page. That was an amazing show. We had Tweed Cadillac chime in, and we had Malik Spillman chime in. And it was so much knowledge put out on that show. They spoke about your godfather. And I told them that was my uncle's best friend. So
Tony Hamilton.
Yes, they spoke about him. So it was a great show.
I missed it. So I'm gonna go back to it because I listen over and over. But I'll definitely get into it because I did miss it on Wednesday. So shout out to that show as well and the mention. That's what's up. Yes.
Yes, indeed. So listen, our next song is going to be we're going to be featuring Coolin' the Gang. They're from New Jersey, R&B funk band. Yes, Robert Bell, Ronald Bell. Their first album was released in 1969. The band's first taste of success came with the release of the fourth album in 1973, Wild and Peaceful. I remember that one. They won 2 Grammys, 7 Music Awards. They were inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. And then and that's about it. That's all. That's just a little tidbit. But Coolin' the Gang, they had plenty of songs. One of my favorites was actually Jungle Boogie. But we're going to go with
right.
Summer Madness tonight. Yes.
Jungle Boogie. ain't giving y'all that 20-minute version. That's what's up. Yeah, Kool and the Gang. Shout out to them. So you said they
were sound far away.
I sound far away? No, don't say that. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. That is much better.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was nice. Wasn't that beautiful? That was like a, that last part of that was an inhale, exhale.
Right. You don't say.
Somebody
smoking. Right. I'm enjoying this special. This is like really cool right now. Again, I just can't get over the thought of, I couldn't see me and my brothers and sisters sitting around in a circle. They're older than me anyway, but that's just what's up, especially with Mother's Day coming too, and Father's Day, of course, but it's just the bomb. It's just the bomb. Yep.
I know. Isn't that something like back-to-back Mother's Day and Father's Day? And also to our producer, G. Lou, we would like to give a special shout-out to your queen mother for Happy Mother's Day. So, yes.
Yes.
For Mother's Day for me, I'm going to go have margaritas. I'm going to get three different type of margaritas. I want that jalapeno margarita. Have you ever had that? The jalapeno margarita?
No, but I've been seeing it on one of my favorite Guilty Pleasure reality shows, and I do want to try one. So I want you to enjoy that for me and tell me how it is.
Girl, I know how they are. Cousin Sophie introduced me to those. And I mean, no, not Cousin Sophie. I'm sorry. My niece Brittany introduced me to those, and I just love them. But we have a caller on the line. So let's go to our caller. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome to Fabulous Friday. Good evening.
Hey, Queen James, Queen Marcy, how y'all living out there?
Hey,
Maniac. If it ain't, if it ain't Mr. Nick is on the line, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm all right.
Oh, you are right.
I'm so glad you called and checked in.
Yeah.
We got something for you. I remember
what
your song was last time. Yep, so we got something for you. I'm glad you called in, so you stay here.
Oh, yeah, we do. But listen, how was your day? Is everything going good for you? You're such a big supporter. We just love you. What's happening?
Thank you. I love y'all too.
Oh,
priceless.
Thank you, DJ Benny.
So what's going on? How was your day?
Everything's been great lately. I can't complain. Did some workout. Read some Black Panther party books.
Oh, good.
That's what's up.
Tell us what you got going on, DJ Maniac, because you shared it with me, so share it with the people if you want to share it.
Oh, man.
I do.
So I got the Black Organization B-Tape coming out. Well, no, that's out already. Mm-hmm. And G. Lou, Oldies Rule Forever Part 3, that's coming out soon. And I actually found a female R&B artist that wanted to work with me.
Oh, great, because I knew you said that you wanted one. Speaking of Oldies Rule Forever, we got to salute G. Lou. Congratulations on Oldies Rule Forever Volume 2. On the 5th was the one-year anniversary of that release. So, yeah, and it still bangs. Anything G. Lou makes, it still bangs. So if you are not hip to G. Lou's music, yeah, go to our website and check it all out, you know.
Soul of the Streets.
Yeah, that's produced by DJ Maniac. That's a nice joint, too. So we thank you for calling in. Are you enjoying the show?
I am.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate you. Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. So kick back, and we got something else coming up for you that I think you're going to enjoy. And it's the Floaters, okay?
Oh,
and they're from Detroit, Michigan. Uh-huh. Yes. They come from the Sojourner Truth Housing Project that they formed in 1976. James and Paul Mitchell and other group members, of course, we all know because they got that song and they started introducing themselves like Larry, Charles, Ralph, And then they have Ralph Mitchell is his last name. He's not related to them. So kick back and enjoy that song, DJ Maniac, with us. We're going to float on.
Thank you, DJ Maniac.
Welcome. Much love.
Love and respect.
And my name is Ralph. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand.
My name is Charles. Now I like a woman that's quiet. A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe.
To the floaters. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach, California. Go check him out. Ask for Poison or follow Mr. Poison on IG. That's MRPOZ as in zebra, ION on IG. Follow him and check out his art. He's a great artist. His tattoos be fire. Really fire. Yeah. If you're interested in a tattoo, you can book in advance at 323-639-9747. And also, if you're in need for a car, you're looking for a car, check out the Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, as well as for Ted at 562-591-5909. His hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. and Sunday by appointment only. And also, if you're interested in candles, check out Noor Amani Candles on IG. They have all type of candles, air fresheners, and wax melts, and they're good for any occasion, any holiday, perfect gift, basically a perfect gift.
Mother's Day.
Yes, and I hope you guys did check out getting tickets for the Mother's Day Evening of Soul with Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight and Stephanie Mills and Freddie Jackson, which is Sunday. I believe they still have some tickets. I don't think it's too late, and that's at the Forum at 3900 West Manchester Boulevard in Inglewood. Check out RachelSeats.com and Inglewood Arena for tickets to see if they still have them. And we also have May the 12th, T-Pain, Thursday from 8 to 10 at the Nova at 800 West Olympic at 335 Los Angeles, AXS.com for tickets. DMG presents the Block Party May the 21st from 4 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. in West Covina. Food, drinks, and vendors, live music, artists, and performance. Reservations recommended. Call or text 702-578-6716. And special guest is nephew Michael. Also, May 21st at 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., AB Rare Breeze invites you to a day party and concerts, special performances, Dub C and J.O. Felon. Also, Sham 1016 and Airplane James, AB Fairgrounds and Event Center at 2551 West Avenue H in Lancaster. For more info, contact Sunny at 661-365-4499. Vendor space is available. And also, if anybody ever is in need for any announcements, if you're having an event and you want it announced, contact Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook or Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show. And also check out some recommended YouTube channels, The G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, and The Patio Politics. Really check out The Patio Politics, United Streets of America, Skip Townsend, Writer for Life Films, G. Connect, Dee Dee Harrison 100, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition. Check out his YouTube page. He's also going to be a guest tomorrow on Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. His YouTube page is about mental health. So if you all get a chance to go check that out tomorrow night, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, he will be on there. That's also streaming live on the G. Lou Show YouTube channel. So check that out if you can. Also check out Ceddie Nash and an incredible Javier. And CC Reacts and follow our family, Kenya Ware Films on IG. And check out our website, theglueshow.com, where you can get all unisex apparel. You know, you guys see me in those G. Lou shirts. You know, I sport them very well. You can sport them just as well as I do. Just go there and purchase you one or two perfect gifts. And check out our previous Blog Talk Radio shows and the amazing music catalog of G. Lou. And the 17th annual
DJ Mania.
That's the Soul of the Streets, which is also in the music catalog of G. Lou, produced by DJ Maniac. 17th annual Taste of Soul is back Saturday, October the 15th. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get some more music in because our time is running short. And what is our next song?
Brother Johnson, make it a little funky.
Brother Johnson's are from Los Angeles, California, Georgia, and Lewis, and their Tommy cousin Alex, 1970s to the early 1980s, and they had that song, they had I'll Be Good to You, Strawberry Letter, they became professionals, Bobby Womack, the Supremes. George and Lewis later joined Billy Preston Band and wrote selections for his album, Music is My Life, Quincy Jones also hired them. So they have so many accolades. So check them out. If you want to get any more information on the Brothers Johnsons, Google them. With that being said,
they are the bomb.
We're going to listen to Stomp by Brothers Johnson.
Hey, shout out to G. Lou. Go.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back.
The Brothers Johnson, great, 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 great musical group. Love them, love them, love them. Everybody they worked with. It's just so much to say. We have Patty Austin back there in the background.
I didn't even know that.
Quincy Jones all in the mix. Rod Temperton. It was just like this whole little movement that they had and the instruments. And they really make me want to still try to learn guitar. Yeah.
Right.
They're way funky. I love them. Oh, they just look so cool. I love their little look, too.
Yeah, they had their own style, Brothers Johnson's.
Their own style.
Yeah, I'll Be Good to You was one of my favorites, and also Strawberry Letter. They, you know, they're just amazing, amazing duo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so shout out to Brothers Johnson. So our next selection is going to be LaVert, Just Cooling. We have Sean and Gerald LaVert. Rest in peace to both of those brothers, and which everybody knows their dad is Eddie LaVert. The lead singer of the OJs, just a musical family, talent of music in the family. So let's listen.
Three RIPs on this one song. Heavy Beaches.
Yes.
Does it, do it easy, push up on a cutie, and let it squeeze me, relax a little, let your body work, heavy D's in effect, and I'm cool with my bird.
Chilling out, with the margarita, chilling down, me and my sweetheart, talking about good times forget the bad, this is one of the best times I've ever had.
Here's the plan.
son understand. Drinking my hand, girls with a fan, keeping me cool when the weather's hot. Cause I got what it takes and it takes what I got. I'm cooling. Levert is cooling. The overweight lover, heavy T, is cooling.
I'm kicking back.
But they left us with some gems. So, yeah, that's the thing about music. You know, that's how they live on, through their music. But, yeah, we are just cooling. So we're going to move on, and we're going to go with a little gospel, just a little gospel. I remember the Staples Singers. Yeah, my mom loved her some Staples Singers. But, you know, at the time when they would sing it, I'll Take You There, I didn't even think about it being no gospel, but Pop Staples, oh my God, that was a very good-looking man. So they're from Mississippi, but they moved to Chicago, and they also were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999 and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2018, and 2005 was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. Could you imagine that? You know, and look how long they've been on the being here doing this music.
So
Pop Staples, Kyota, and Mavis. Yes, you know. So, yeah, let's hear I'll Take You There by the Staples Singers.
Ready.
Ooh, that's so old school.
Right?
Oh, damn, so cool.
I know what the come on.
They sound like they was making a political statement as well. The Staple Singers, I'll take you there.
Like, yeah, but that song was a hit, man. You see Pop Staples standing up there with his guitar playing
right?
that music, playing with that song. Look,
right.
with that salt and pepper hair. So he was of age
yes.
then, but was still
right.
had it going on. So most definitely.
Right.
Okay. So our next
beautiful
selection
family.
Is Beautiful Family, one of my favorite old school groups, Sly and the Family Stone, and they're from San Francisco, California. They had that funk, that soul, that rock, and that psychedelic music. You got
yeah.
Sly Stone, Freddie Stone, Rose Stone, and I didn't even know that Larry Graham was a part of that group. Okay?
yeah.
So I had no idea.
Yeah,
you know, what, don't he sing One in a Million, I'm One in a Million? Yeah.
Girl, yes. Girl. That's Drake's uncle. See, this family, though,
oh,
the family is just all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
That's Drake's uncle.
That's
wow.
Drake's
so,
uncle.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had Dance to the Music, Thank You, Everyday People. Everyday People was one of my favorites. But this song, Family Affair, it tripped me out when I heard my grandkids singing it, Arthur's Children, when they were singing it when I was out there 1 year, and they were singing It's a Family Affair. I was like, wow. So that's our next selection for you all, Sly and the Family Stone, It's a Family Affair.
Get into it. Okay. Fabulous night.
Love you.
Okay, I'm hearing you hit that note. Go on, do it again.
You heard me hit that note.
All right, you,
you heard
that
me hit
note.
That note. Let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Yeah, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine, and the G Lou After Hours. Let's give a shout out to them. Thank you for sponsoring our show.
Yeah, make sure you check out that show. It's coming up right after this one. That's going to be on the YouTube. The After Hours.
What is?
Isn't After Hours
oh, yeah,
on the YouTube?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah,
After Hours
like
is on the YouTube
to that.
Channel. Yes, the YouTube channel After Hours be jamming, especially the Sunday show. So check out the Sunday show. We have that Sunday Oldie show. With myself, Big Flossy, and Hank the Gangster, every
mm-hmm.
Sunday. That's our OG Fabulous Lowrider Oldie show, and we be jamming on
the
there.
Number
well.
One.
Hey, ladies,
yeah,
can we go to the next
too.
Selection? That selection is not quite ready yet. Go to the next one if you want.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Sure.
What's that? The Jones Girls.
Do we have? Yeah, those Jones Girls. Those Jones Girls. You're gonna make me love somebody else. I don't know what he's over there doing, but she said, you going to make me love somebody else.
He wasn't doing it right. He wasn't
that's
doing it thinking
was.
Satisfied, I guess.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful.
Get some of that BTS breath going.
Shut up. It's you do.
Right.
I'm not afraid to out of it just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Your heart is there, but you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Family Affair, the sibling special. Shout out to our wonderful producer, Mr. G. Lou. Man, you jamming,
right
family?
There.
Yeah, you just like feel it. You like just, whoo, shout out to Pride and Family Bone. Mm, epic.
Yeah, you know, they wore them funky clothes too, their hippie style. Bands around their clothes and all that. So
high
their
mark style. Oh, baby. It was hot.
Right.
It's hot out here. You got on 10 sweaters.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to our next selection. Who is our next selection, Cousin Marcy? Is it a Delphonic?
Oh, we have, yes. Some smooth-sounding brothers. These are brothers. I don't know all the details, but yes, it's Hey Love, classic by the Delphonic.
Yeah. Man, hey, love.
Ooh.
a driving song. You got to be driving somewhere.
Anything with them is the Delphonics. Oh, my God. It takes me back when I stayed on 91st and Menlo. But we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Fabulous Friday. Good evening.
A lot of points you made.
I'm not bashing that man.
Good evening, caller.
I'm not bashing him. I just said you're very passionate. That's
yeah,
all.
He was a cool dude.
That was like a compliment. Just your energy's kind of off there.
We don't have a caller.
Are you there? I think they called
him. Let's move on to our next song. What's our next song, Cousin Marcy?
So our next song is one of yours and my favorites by a group of so cute twin brothers, okay? So Whispers with Lost and Turned Out, Olivia.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
That song is so powerful. That song is so powerful. Olivia Lawson turned out by the Whispers, who are local, our local community heroes in the entertainment industry. They came right from, I think, the Imperial Courts. And the next group coming up as well, they grew up, I think, in the Nickerson Gardens or the Imperial Courts, the Silvers. But to go into their song, it's just like what Lawson Turned Out was talking about. It really happened to one of the Silver sisters. She got kidnapped, drugged, and then after, thank God, they didn't kill her. But after that, she was never the same. Yeah, it was a real interesting story. But I don't know why they didn't make it as big as the Jacksons. Cute little family. Yeah, it was just, you know, a little tragedy, but we can keep it going with Fool's Paradise.
Yeah, my song by the Silvers was Misdemeanor.
Oh, yeah, by the little boy, Foster.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us this evening, the Fabulous Friday Show. We appreciate you tuning in, and thank you, DJ Maniac, for calling in. And shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, and Dee Dee Harris from One World Magazine. And we're going to end our show with a song that was requested by DJ Maniac. And what is that, Cousin Marcy? Because you told him we were going to play it.
Yes.
Everybody have a blessed evening.
So we did not forget about you, and thank you so much. Up steps in the dark. Salute to Mr. Queen Lou. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen.
and wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps.
Try to be more.